Thank you, Michael Virginia. Well, global markets are proving resilient, but the stock markets from Europe right to the US fell sharply in the immediate aftermath of those attacks in Brussels. As I mentioned, they have now recovered. The deadly attacks in Brussels made investors turn away from European stocks and rush for gold and government bonds. Early on, France and Germany's share index both fell 2%, while London's FTSE was down 0.5%. However, by the end of the trading day, most of these major European indexes have turned positive, albeit only slightly. So let's actually check how the markets are currently tracking. Now, about half an hour before the close, the Dow is down 0.2%. The Nasdaq is 0.33% higher, while the S&P 500 is flat. In London, as I mentioned, the FTSE rose 0.1% at the end of the day. Checking commodity prices for you now, West Texas crude is at $41 a barrel, Tapis crude is at $43 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,248 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 76 US cents, 68 euro cents, and 54 pence sterling.